Hi, everybody. It's Dawn coming to you with another episode of Out of the Spiritual Closet with Dawn and the Angels and the Akashic. And so for today, I want to talk to you about colors and color frequencies and color healings and color vibrations. So anyone that can see is aware of the colors of the rainbow, the colors of the light spectrum. And we go all the way from the white to the black, the dark, the shadow side. And in between there is a whole range of colors, right? We know seven primary colors, or is it three primary, seven secondary, whatever. But we know that there's a multitude of colors, frequencies, and vibrations. And inside of each color, there is still a range of colors, right? We have a red, which could be a deep red, or you could have a red that's almost like an orange, right? Or a red that's almost like a pink. Same thing with yellows. They could be all the way at the one end or all the way at the lightest end, almost being a clear opalescence. Greens, think about greens. How you could have a dark, like evergreen looking one, or a light, soft green, like a pastel green you'd see on an Easter egg. Okay, so we talked about the spectrum of colors. But how do you use that for your human self, right? And so for today, I'm wearing a black sweater. And many people associate the black color with this heaviness or hardness. And even like, say, in some cultures, it'd be grief or sadness. For me, I'm a Chicagoan, and black is just kind of our dress code. That's where I grew up, and that's where I learned how to dress. And in the business world, you know, we wore black pants and black boots or black high heels and a black blazer. And so I do like to add a lot more color now. But what I want to talk to you today is using that color to change your energy signature. So just like I talked about the black, for me, it can be a very professional feeling look. Think of like a maitre d' or somebody wearing a tuxedo, right? Very professional and put together, whether in service or, you know, leading the event, right? But black can also be a sign of mourning when people wear a black armband, or the Italians in my family used to dress in black for a year after a spouse or someone significant had passed. They wore black little doilies on their heads when they went to church, black veils, that kind of thing. And even thinking about the white, right? The white was the purity and the bridal look, right? So what about when us as humans using these colors to change our mood, our energy, and our frequency? So if you're having a sad, depressed kind of day, you probably don't want to wear black unless you really want to embody that energy, right? What I would suggest doing is that would be the day that you put on your red high heels, or, you know, for a man, maybe it's your favorite sweater or sweatshirt or something that, you know, makes you feel alive and vibrant as opposed to feeling on the darker side of things or in depression or mourning. We can use color in our clothes. We can use color in our environments. We can paint a room a color, a gray for tranquility, a purple for divination, for connecting with divine, blues and, you know, different colors like that actually have a psychology with the brain and how they make you feel. If you think about a wave in the ocean and staring at that wave and the colors, or looking up at the clouds, you know, those blues can make you feel a certain way, remember certain things, embody certain essences. Let's say that, you know, you're having a day where your heart is just overjoyed and you just want the world to know you've got this joy in your heart. You know, maybe that's a yellow day. Maybe you got that sunshine on your shoulder and you're wearing the yellow. And maybe it's a softer version of that. Maybe it's a pink. So those colors can be used to both change your energy for the day as well as to express it, right? The colors in the room. We can also use crystals. They are often colors, right? And the crystal and energy, I was looking for something colorful to show, but don't have anything at hand right here. But the crystalline energy, the actual crystal has a color and an energy, and we can use that. We can lay those crystals on our physical body, on our chakras, around our body. We can make water elixirs by putting the crystals around that and letting that energy go into the water. So that's another way to use color to affect your energy, to induce an energy, an environment you want. And another thing you can do, if you're a visual person, right, or a feeling kind of person, you can get yourself into a meditative state and you can sense, feel, imagine, see this energy coming down into your auric field and maybe going into a certain part of your body. Maybe you had a heartache of some kind and you need some love or some self-compassion. If I need love, I might send in a big red heart to, you know, go into my heart chakra. Or maybe I need to put a little compassion and kindness on some things, right? Maybe it's something I said and I want to put it in my throat, or something I thought, I want to put it in my head. And you can physically touch those body parts while imagining that color swirling around you, calling it in, right? So we can do this through the things we wear, the things we surround ourselves, and then the energies that we bring in. So I hope that inspires you to look at colors a little differently. Figure out what's your normal color that's like when you're, you know, at your normal state. And what color do you gravitate towards maybe when you're feeling a little less than great, right? What's your happy color, right? Kind of like, you know, do a little experiment on yourself. And if you want to try scanning your energy, that's a great way of doing it. You can scan your energy from the top of your head to your tippy toes and kind of get a feeling for what's missing, you know, or what can be added to your energy signature today to make you feel the energy that you'd like to feel. And then bring that in. And, you know, sometimes if I don't know exactly what I need, but I just know I need a little burst of something, you can picture a great big rainbow and surround yourself with that rainbow energy, right? And so you get all the colors of the spectrum. And, you know, our bodies are so wise and they know exactly what we need, even if our minds contradict that. So by calling in the rainbow energy, that is a great way just to get all the colors and let your body pick what they want. So try it. Try it for a few days in this next week. See how it feels, right? It's only going to help, and it's going to give you a way of connecting with your own senses a little bit to give your own messages and your own guidance on what you need today to help support you. So if you like getting these kind of podcast messages or whatever, please like and subscribe on YouTube or whatever streaming station that you're listening to this on, and you'll be notified of new episodes. Bye. Have a great day.